December 16th, 1998, and this is Gordon Poehler with Shauna Lukien interviewing Louise Monet. Mm-hmm. And first of all, could we get some background information on you? Could you tell us when and where you were born and who your parents were?
Okay, I was born June 9th, 1919, Fog Neck, Alaska, to Louise Grigoryev, Louise Chichenov Grigoryev. And my father's name was Xenophont Grigoryev. And the midwife was Babushka Periskovia.
Periskovia, that was who delivered you? Was that Periskovia Pestrikov?
No, Grigoryev.
Grigoryev. And who are your brothers and sisters?
Oh, there's so many. Okay, there was Peter Grigoryev, Emmanuel. Gladys, Olson, Katie Lawrence, Benny Grigoryev, Arthur Grigoryev, Alexandra Nelson, Dorothy, Elizabeth Hall, I don't know if I missed anybody. Mm-hmm. There was 13 anyhow, and I'm number 12.
What other relatives from a Fog Neck do you recall? Your grandparents or aunts and uncles?
I don't remember those. Mm-hmm. I was the youngest one, and I guess most of them died before I was born. Let's see, who else could I think of?
Did you go to school in a Fog Neck?
I went to school there up to seventh grade, I guess. Then I went to school in Kodiak after that, till the 12th grade. So Kodiak from the 8th grade on, I think.
What do you remember about the school?
A Fog Neck school?
Yes.
Gee. Just, I don't remember too much about school there.
Do you remember any of your teachers?
Enola was my first teacher. Enola von Scheele.
Oh.
Yeah. And I can't remember the rest.
What was she like as a teacher?
Real nice, except that I used to answer in Russian, and she'd say, "American Louise."
So was Russian your first language?
Yes, because my father spoke Russian, mostly Russian, not very much American.
Uh-huh. So did you speak Aleut too?
Never. Huh. Spoke Russian. I used to like to go skating in the lake by our house, you know. Put on brother skates and put a box in the lake and skate around. Yeah. When Hans and Gladys Olson got engaged, I skated to their place, to her, where he was living. She just made a lemon meringue pie. So I took a spoonful and took it over to him. I remember that. And following them to Back Bay when he was proposing to her. And we were, my niece Marie, painter, was Lawrence, and then we hid behind the trees and giggled. Well, I really don't know too much more about a fun. Going to church, I know. We went to church a lot. And there was a little creek by our house, and Marie Lawrence and I fell in the creek, and we had to go back home and change to go back to the service. See, there's no lights there. Yeah, but it got so dark, you know.
So where did you live in the village? What do you
right
remember?
Right between Patellans and Von Schiele's store. Let's see, there was Allertown, Derevnia, and we lived right in between.
So were there just two stores there, Patellans?
Patellans and Von Schiele.
Von Schiele's.
Before Patellans had it, my grandfather had it, Paul Chichinoff.
Oh.
Chichinoff, my mother's father.
Let's see. Was that...
My mother told me that.
So, oh, uh-huh. How important was the church in the community?
Very important. We went rain or shine. Just like school, we had to walk to school in snow and rain.
What else do you remember about the church?
About the church? I thought the church was so pretty. When I went in there, it felt so different.
Were you able to go back and visit the church this last summer?
No. No, I didn't.
Do you remember anyone that stands out in your memory as a particularly strong leader?
Father Garasim.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
Could you tell us what you remember about Father Garasim?
Oh, gee, I really can't. I could picture him, but I don't know how to describe him. He stood so tall, and he spoke directly to you. We just had communion and then confession. I used to be scared to have confession, you know. I thought I was a bad girl. I don't know. He is my son's godfather.
Oh.
Jimmy.
What do you remember about the different kinds of foods that you had there?
Oh. I liked their pirog. Everybody liked their pirog. And their duck soup and ducks, clams. We had a cow and chickens. What I didn't like was cleaning the chicken coop. My brother Arthur, it was our job.
I've heard that a lot of people had gardens.
Oh, yes. There. We had a big garden.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember helping my youngest brother and I would carry kelp to the garden. Kelp, you know. Mm-hmm. What else? Yeah, we had garden. What else? I know my brothers did haircuts in those days and fixed shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it was a very self-contained community, like you had everything you needed there.
Yeah, whenever somebody got a fish or something, they all shared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my brother caught a halibut one time, great big one, and he shared with everybody.
Did you travel to other villages or communities?
My oldest sister was married to Fred Lawrence and Fritz, they called them. They had an island called Bear Island. They raised foxes. So they were there. They lived there. And then when it was school time, they brought the kids over to a fog neck.
Hmm.
Then I used to go to Port Bailey later on years, but I was living in Kodiak. And
mm-hmm.
Port Bailey, you were to Port Bailey. I used to go to Yuzinki because my father's brother lived there, Abraham Grigoryov, and he was a boat builder too. My father was a boat builder.
What kind of boats did he build? Dories?
Dories. And mm-hmm. Mostly dories, but he built my brother-in-law's boat called the Tiny.
Oh, huh. What year did you move to Kodiak?
I was 13 when I moved. My father died. He was 65, and my mother was 55. Then we moved to Kodiak. My brother Peter bought us a house there. See, how old was I in 19? When I was 13. I can't remember what year that was.
1934 or no? 1932,
I think. Mm-hmm. Because I left Kodiak in 1937, I think. I was 18 then. Mm. Came down here. But I go visit. Mm.
So you've been down here since 1937?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was 18 then. And now I'll be 80 next birthday.
Mm. Well, what are some of the most pleasant memories you have of Frog Neck?
I don't know. Going on picnicking, I guess. Berry picking. I don't know. And they having the Christmas parties at the school. Everybody had to do something for Christmas, you know, in a play.
Were you in a play?
Oh, yeah. Nettie Sheratine and I did the minuet, Mickey Von Cheele and Mickey Painter. Four of us. We were dressed up, you know, those costumes and the hat. Then we did the minuet.
So who were some of your best friends that you recall growing up?
Mickey Von Cheele and Marie Painter. Well, she was my cousin, Marie Painter. Mickey Von Cheele lived just in back of our house. Her and her mother. Her name was Lou then. Mm. See, I can't remember much more. Well, I used to like to go to the masquerade dances and see all the different people dressed in different costumes. Then they'd come around the house. When the star went around, I remember that. I like that. And Easter time, too, when the priest went around with his cross and blessing. Everybody exchanged Easter eggs.
Mm-hmm. What more do you remember about the masquerade dance? Do you remember?
Because everybody was dancing and my brothers were musicians. I like music, so. And I like to watch people dance. I still dance.
I've heard that there was a lot of music played in a Frog Neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After dinner, we'd have music in our front room. All my brothers played, my sisters, except me.
You didn't play anything?
Well, I tried. I like to dance. My sister played accordion, and I dress up with scarves and flowers and dance around. When I was little.
Well, what instruments did the rest of your family members play?
My father played the violin, my mother the accordion, and my brothers played guitars, violins, banjos. My sister Betty played piano, guitar, accordion, and she sang, and she was really talented.
I believe...
She's Willie Hall's mother, my sister. You know, you heard of Willie Hall?
Uh-huh.
Well, she was my youngest sister. She was a 13th.
I believe your sister Gladys said she also played the mandolin?
Oh, yeah, she did. Mm. Yeah, there was mandolin. I think Shura, my sister, Shura Nelson played mandolin and guitar.
Do you remember any stories being told to you about times long past when you were a child by like older people remembering how things were in their times?
No. You know, in those days they didn't say much. Yeah, they kind of kept it to themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd ask my mother questions, you know. And sometimes they'd say, well, they didn't want to talk about it. You're too young to know or something like that. Did Gladys tell you that too? Yeah.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. Sometimes they wouldn't tell us if we asked them questions. And I asked Mom where we came from. And she says, well, he came from Russia, settled in California, then came to Alaska.
Who was that?
From my mother's side, Chechenovs and the Grigoryevs.
Uh-huh. So did they come to, Fort Ross, California?
Mm-hmm. Russian River, Fort Ross.
Uh-huh.
And then when I was there, they gave me some papers from that Russian church down below. So my son had them copied, and she sent us papers about our ancestry.
Hmm.
But all I know in Aleut is Kuyana. So they never taught us Aleut language.
Hmm. Do you remember any hardships or difficult times in Afognak?
No, I don't. Unless before me, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like we had it pretty good. A nice big house, chickens and a cow, and a pig. But I remember carrying water from the well to our house. I think that's why my arms are long, carrying the water. Yeah, to bet all the rest are dead, you know. They'd know more. I'm next to the youngest. And I was 13 when I left.
Is there anything you can think of that you might like to share with us that I haven't asked you about?
Like something pertaining to a fog neck or what?
Yeah. I know I sometimes don't come up with the right question, so I like to ask people if they...
Well, you mean from a fog neck or Kodiak?
Well, either. Well, we're focusing on a fog neck, but it's hard to not talk about Kodiak when you're talking about a fog neck.
No.
After you moved to Kodiak, did you still return to a fog neck on a regular basis?
Or? No, I didn't.
Did you ever go back for a visit after you had moved down here? Or?
Well, I can't remember. I know Gladys and Hans were living in a Barabra one time, and I followed them. I don't know where that was, a Barabra. And a weasel came in, I'll never forget that. But I don't know what year that was. I was really young. I barely remember it.
Where was the Barabra?
That's what I was trying to think. Gladys knows I can't remember.
Sounds like there hadn't been any around for quite a while.
Yeah.
Not many people remember any.
A long time ago.
Was it right in the village, do you think?
No, yeah. No, it was out of the village.
Uh-huh. Can you think of any questions, Shauna?
A couple of the people have told us about stories of Wulaks and little people. Do you remember any stories that you used to
know? No, I don't. No, nobody told me.
You never heard any ghost stories?
Did Gladys?
Oh, I wasn't there when they...
Oh. Yeah. If anybody knows, it would be her. And Katie, she... Everybody died except Gladys and I. Mm-hmm. And I'm the 12th child, and she, I don't know what part, what part she is. There was 13 of us. Boy, we had a big dining room table. But we had to pray before we sat down to eat, before we went to bed, after. My father was very religious.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm glad I had my kids baptized by Father Garrison.
You did, huh?
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, we were living in Oklahoma and we came to Kodiak, and my mother was alive, so we had my children baptized in our house.
That was after Father Grassam came into Kodiak?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose I'll remember something after you guys go. I can't think of anything right now.
Well, I need to go back and see your sister Gladys again, because I've heard that she remembered some things after
yes.
I left.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Ask her where the Barabaras and when the weasel came in, mm-hmm. where we were.
Well, I think I will be back in Seattle in a couple months in case there may be something else you think of.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have old photographs from a Frog Neck?
No, I don't. Marie Painter had, because, see, they lived in a Frog Neck for quite a while. I don't know when they moved. During the war, I guess they moved to, moved down here.
Mm-hmm.
Marie married a fellow from Iron Creek. Do you want Marie Painter's phone number? It's, you got something to write it on?
Yeah.
Her name is Marie Painter, but she's Rudy Lawrence's sister. He just died.
Okay, well, maybe we should turn her, just down from Kodiak. She.
What's your mother's name?
Her name was Olga Rossing.
Oh, yeah. You're related to Verna. And
yeah, that's my mother's aunt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Annie. Gary Abson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Olga Rossin. Used to. Otto Muller lives there now. You didn't know him, did you?
Mm-mm.
He was a Kodiak.
We're going up to Bellingham to interview...
Otto Muller lives there. He's from Kodiak.
That's Anderson that we're going to see. Oh, no. I can't think of the name. Is that on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, Arthur Muller's from Korea.
And he's in Bellingham?
Yeah.
Oh. Oscar?
He was married to Noreen Johnson. But she died. Who else is in Bellingham?
This, I don't know why the name is escaping me. I know she's, her last name, her married name is Willits.
Who, Willits?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Anderson from A Frog Neck?
Yes.
Let's see, there was Barbara?
Barbara, that's
Barbara?
Yes.
Barbara Willits?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're also going to interview her.
We'll tell her Louise said hello.
Okay. We're also interviewing her brother, Nicholas, over in Paulsbo.
Oh, yeah, that's where my sister Gladys used to live, by Lofall. But they were all neighbors, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I see any of those is when I go to that picnic they have, the Kodiak picnic.
Uh-huh.
Everybody from all over the states comes over to the picnic. Do you go to them? They have them here. By Bremerton.
I remember.
They have a picnic every year.
Oh.
I think it's end of July.
I used to go to those back in the '70s, and I think I remember Carkeek Park.
Oh yeah, they used to have them there. I used to go to those.
Oh, I know I've seen you before, so maybe that's.
Yeah.
Well, before we conclude, are you sure there's nothing else that you can think of that you want to say?
I can't. I could say Bob.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to meet with us.
I wish I could remember more.